Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio Friday morning. Another Friday, another weekend coming, October the 11th of 2019. Yeah, believe it. Already the 11th of October. We're talking about, just weeks away from Thanksgiving. And I hate to tell you, last-minute shoppers, before you know it, it's going to be that time when you have to come up with some gifts because Christmas is not around the corner. It's down the street. I'm telling you, I don't know where this year has gone to. And, there's nothing I can do about it. But we're looking forward to 2020. Got some big things planned. So today on the Private Officer Beat, we have a lot of information and, of course, breaking news to share with you, including, October is really looking like it's going to be the most fatalities this year in any month. October, we've had quite a few security officers killed. I believe there's 7. Last time I got the info from the office manager, she said 7. We'll be checking on that, though, this week. But October is stacking up to be one of the worst months ever, and definitely the worst month for fatalities of security officers this year. I believe we had a few months where it was in excess of a dozen security officers killed in the last 15 years. Definitely during 9/11, we had more than several hundred killed. But looking at law enforcement, looking at the fire service, looking at other frontline emergency responders, I'm seeing similar numbers, and that's very concerning. We're putting together a new program for our members as well as non-members that deals with how to stay safer. We all say that we're working safe, we're being as safe as possible, that we have good situational awareness, that we're doing all that we can, but really we really want people to take that a little bit more seriously. So we're working on a couple of things that we hope to bring out first of the year. A lot of other things happening, of course. We are expanding with Armor College. If you are interested in starting your own school, or maybe you already have a security academy, this would be a great blend for you to add more public safety courses. And that's one of the advantages with either opening up your own Armor College or blending your current services and training offerings with our school, because we're a full public safety trade school, and we offer so much under one roof. So check us out at armorcollege.org or call us Monday through Thursday, 804-290-4388. Again, that's 804-290-4388. I was going to say, between the hours of 9 and 5, no Saturdays, no Sundays, you would not believe how many calls we get on the weekend. In fact, I think at one point my manager told me that we get more calls on the weekend than we get during the week. So I guess everybody's got the time off, and instead of relaxing and chilling and doing other things, they spend it calling Armor College, and that's okay. We don't mind. But you can also email Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armoredcollege.org, and she'll give you all the 411, all the information pertaining to how to go about opening a new school or how to blend your current school with Armour College or any of the above. Contact her today or call our office. A number of things happening across the social media platforms. We're seeing a lot more followers and people who are joining our communities. We've recently sent out an email and some literature to all of our followers and all of the people who have contacted us in the last couple of years with links and information about how to be part of our community, whether that's online in our social media platforms, or how to be part of us as a member or training staff and a number of other things that we offer. For more info, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or give us a call at area code 704-831-8109. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this email that we got sometime overnight, and this guy is asking us to relinquish to him a full list of our member contact info because he'd like to offer them a discount on a product. Well, we don't do that. And per our bylaws that was established in 2004, we don't release the names and contact information of our members even to other members because that's how it was written and voted on. But if you want your info to be released to anyone who asks, then all that you have to do is let us know and we'll make a note of it in your file in the database and we'll release it. But generally speaking, most of our members have asked repeatedly not to release their private information. They don't want people to solicit them. They don't want people to befriend them on social media and then all of a sudden get mad and start to harass them. And we've even had a couple of cases where we've had POI members who were threatened by other members who was upset over some things that happened unrelated to POI. So again, if you do want your info released, just let us know and we'll tag it on our database and we'll release it. We are going to be talking later today about a very important topic. We want to cover this probably for the next couple of weeks. And like I said, we always have a lot of breaking news. One thing I do want to mention before we go to our first break, we get a lot of comments from people who sign up to Constant Contact. That is our breaking news and our newsletter and our Officer Down and training news that we send out. And almost from day one, we've had a lot of comments about how we sometimes send out too many emails. Sometimes people drop out and they put a comment that it's just too many newsletters or emails. If you think it's too many emails, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We've gone over this several times, and we just did another survey of our emails over the last 9 months, and it equaled to less than 10 emails a month. Usually, it's going to be the newsletters, which are sent out twice a week, and breaking news when it's something very serious. For anything else, we just put it in our news blog and hope that people are reading that. But if you think that we are sending out too many emails, too many news alerts, newsletters, contact us. We want to hear. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Call us Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's on the East Coast. If you're in California or Denver, then, of course, the hours, the time is going to be a little bit different. But contact us 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Thursday, 704-831-8109, or just send us an email 24/7 because we're awake, we're alert, we're on the job. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot of news to share with you, a lot of stuff happening Some headlines that we want to make you aware of, some people who have been recognized by the media that we want to talk to you about, and of course we've got the topic of the week. We're just glad that you are with us. Remember, if you are any place in the U.S., and maybe even in the world, and you need body armor, you need protective wear, you need protective gloves, you work in corrections, law enforcement, private security, public safety, and you want to stay safe, contact our friends at Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you, and there's no doubt, there's no second guessing about that. Our friends over there is going to help you out today with the right stuff that's going to keep you safe. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, so much more that we want to talk to you about. And, of course, we've got a special topic for you. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Without this woman, my father couldn't have had his hip replaced.
Without these people, I'd be dead.
This man helped my son through leukemia.
Do something amazing. Give blood.
Are you shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. We are back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we've always got a lot of breaking news. Sometimes it's not the best, but this past week, I got to tell you, there's been a couple of really, I don't want to call them puff pieces, because when you say puff pieces in the media, what that really means is it's just an article that's been thrown together to highlight somebody in a positive way. But usually there's a alternative motive, behind the scenes reason. But there's been several really good articles this week. And I want to tell you about this one particular security officer who was highlighted in a pretty lengthy article and conversation here in the Charlotte metro area. And this was done by one of our local media outlets. And I'm telling you, I'm quite surprised that they would go in depth, that they spent the time they did to highlight this TSA officer. And there's been several other articles highlighting our industry in a great way. But like I said, this piece right here is coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is about Dana Burrell,
She's worked for TSA for 16 years. She joined the TSA organization soon after they formed under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, right after 9/11. And being a mother of several children, she's had hardships, homelessness, and other issues. But when she was hired with TSA, she said that was a lifesaver. It changed her life. It got her into a situation where she not only was employed, but she was a federal employee. She was receiving a substantial increase in wages compared to where she had been. And soon thereafter, assigned to the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, where she's been all of her career with TSA, 16 years. And I'm telling you, reading her story and getting to know her a little bit was really exciting, because here, not only did a person find a job in the private security industry, but she has found a career. And not only a career that paid the bills, but a career where she could advance, which she has done, where she would have substantial federal benefits, very good livable wages. And this really has changed her life. And so I'm really excited about reading her history and this article that highlighted her. Now, she talks about working long hours with the TSA, being fatigued many times. Also, you know, there's some frustrating times. Obviously, when you're working with the public, anytime, there's going to be the good, the bad, the ups and the downs and the uglies. And unfortunately, you know, especially in the TSA business, not everybody is happy to work with TSA or to have to go through the security checkpoints. She said in her article that she does love her job, although many people have questions for her about what she does and why she chose TSA and things like that. She gets teased sometimes, she says, about the fact that she is a TSA officer. She says she's always early. This is a key point that you need to learn about the job. You should always be 30 minutes early, but she says, normally I'm a good 45 minutes early and sometimes even an hour, and I get teased about that, she says, from her coworkers. She says, I'm here so that I can be prepared and have my mind straight and be in the game, be ready when the shift starts. She was also asked about the strangest thing that someone ever tried to get through security. And of course, she said, those are way too many to really make one stand out. But she said she's had things like grenades come through her checkpoint. She's had dead animals. In fact, she said, number of times people have brought dead animals through the checkpoint. Highly unusual. Ammunition and firearms, of course, all sorts of knives. One time she said she got a man who had a duffel bag packed, overflowing with ammunition, loose ammunition. Of course, law enforcement was called and assisted with that. She also said that for the most part, people are understanding about the process and the necessity for it, but there are times when she gets negative and insults, negative people with insults and others who demean her. And this is a great article. I think that you should read it. We have it right here on our Private Officer News blog. Check it out today. We're going to be talking to her next week, and we're going to give her an award for excellence with TSA. Also this week, Scott Porter was also highlighted by an area news station. And Scott has been in the security industry for almost 30 years. He's a special police officer in Maryland in Montgomery County. SPOs have full law enforcement authority on private property where they're assigned. They can issue traffic tickets. They can make arrests in the D.C. metro area, including Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. You have a lot of special police officers, more than 7,000 just in the city of Washington, D.C. alone. But he was interviewed for making a number of arrests on the properties where he's been assigned and making a difference in the apartments, especially those where they're low-income apartments that really draw crime, and he's been able to make a difference. So the news is highlighting our officers, and you know, we're seeing it more and more. We try to highlight them in the news, and we certainly want you to contact us if you see any private officer, law enforcement officer, retail security involved in something where they need to be highlighted, they need to be recognized. We definitely want you to send that info to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's definitely important that we do recognize these folks and that we shine the positive light on what we are doing, what our men and women are doing every single day. One of the sad news articles this week, a armored truck security officer was killed. This happened just a day or so ago. It was in Nebraska. According to law enforcement, the security officer driving a Rochester armored truck, Amber Opp, 34, may have hydroplaned and crashed. She was killed, according to the Hall County Chief Deputy Jim Castleberry. He says the investigation of the accident on Highway 281 looks like she hydroplaned, lost control, drove into a ditch. The vehicle rolled and over, unfortunately. She was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead on the scene. Now, one of the important factors to be highlighted in this accident was she was not wearing a seatbelt. And seatbelts, as we know, do save lives. Security officers Bridget Lewandowski and Joseph Burns was also injured. They were transported to a nearby hospital. They were restrained by seatbelts, the law enforcement department, sheriff's department said. Fire, EMS, and law enforcement was on the scene for quite some time. Very tragic. Unfortunately, we've lost a number of armored truck security officers over the years because of the same reason. Accidents where they're not seat belted in. Very important that we do seat belt ourselves in driving personal vehicles or when we're on duty. Now, you do see sometimes on TV where law enforcement will unbuckle while they're in pursuit or about to in the pursuit and jump out on the suspects. Of course, they want to be ready, but normally they seatbelt up. It's important that we do everything necessary to stay safe. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, a lot of other breaking news. We do have some new things coming up that we want to mention and a whole lot of other stuff to discuss. The topic of the day, coming right back here on the POI Radio Network.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
My name's Melissa Kinsey, and I'm with the YMCA of Lincoln. Drowning can happen in an instant. Your kids need to be safe not only in the swimming pool, but at the lake, and even in the bathtub. So what you can do to keep your kids safe is to supervise them. Put down the phone, put down the book, and sit and watch. Sit and play. Put your swimming suit on and make sure that your kids are always in view and they will have a great summer.
Welcome back here to the Private Officer Beat Radio this week. You know, always, we have a lot of news happening. This particular week, unfortunately, we've had a number of law enforcement officers killed. So we're going to start with that tragic news from Indiana. State Trooper Peter R. Steffen was killed in a tragic vehicle accident as he was responding to assist another deputy. He was 27 years old and he had been on the force for just 4 years. He leaves behind his wife and 6-month-old daughter. Very tragic. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of death. A Border Patrol agent, Robert Halton, was found deceased in Arizona this week. He had head trauma. They're not sure if he fell or was attacked. He'd been on the Border Patrol for 10 years and was assigned to the Tucson sector. And he also is survived by his wife, son, mother, brother, and sister. And that investigation remains open. In Falls County, Texas, a deputy sheriff, Matt Jones, was killed this week also. And it was also from a vehicle accident. The deputy sheriff had been on the force for 4 years, and unfortunately, he also had a canine partner in the vehicle, but that canine partner was not injured. Coming out of Honolulu, Hawaii this week, this is a story that we've covered in the past, but the union there says that Securitas, which is the security contractor for the airports in Hawaii, owe security officers at the airports more than $1 million in overtime. Now, Securitas has disputed this. This has been going on for more than a year. In fact, just recently, they were awarded a $43 million contract to cover all the airports, including airport police positions. Now, local legislators have gotten involved, and they're taking a closer look at the books to see if, in fact, the security personnel are owed money. In Citrus Heights, California, police are investigating after a group of thieves entered the Sunrise Mall and went into the Victoria's Secret store and just started bagging up in large garbage bags tons and tons of merchandise, more than $6,000. We're seeing this across the nation as most stores tell their employees don't get involved with shoplifting, don't try to stop them. And we're seeing gangs going into stores and cleaning off shelves. And this is a very unfortunate situation. In California, they blame it on the recent passage of Proposition 47, which now doubles the threshold for a felony theft in California. But they can also be charged with burglary. Some agencies have begun charging shoplifters with that. Other states are also looking at charging shoplifters with burglary if they enter the store with the intent to steal, if they come with any type of devices to cut off security alarms or garbage bags to bag up their merchandise. And this is probably going to be the charge levied in many states since the threshold for felony theft has increased in a number of states. In Wisconsin, police there say a security officer working at the Bath and Body Works had to call police after he became bored and handcuffed himself. This is really one of those stories that is just bizarre. Police said that he was working at the store overnight and at 2 a.m. called police to say that he handcuffed himself and had forgotten his key at home. Police said this is not actually the first time that this particular security officer has had to call for help. He's handcuffed himself before and forgotten the key then also. In Garfield Heights, Ohio, a former security officer contracted with the federal government has been found guilty of killing two teenagers. He was sentenced to life in prison, and they're looking at the possibility of the death penalty being applied as well. Matthew Nicholson, 30, was a contractor at the federal building in Cleveland when he went and killed several people in his ex-girlfriend's home, and that was over a domestic situation. In San Diego, a very tragic story this week. An 81-year-old security officer who was working at the Otay Mesa freight yard was in between a couple of 18-wheeler trailers when one of them moved forward and pulled that security officer up against a second trailer, and it broke both of his legs and caused other injuries to his body. He's had to undergo surgeries, and he's in critical condition right now. His name was not released. 81 years of age. Police say that a 5-year-old child missing has been recovered. This occurred in Oklahoma. A security officer recognized the child and notified police. In Dodge City, Kansas, a 15-year-old student has been arrested for calling in or threatening to blow up the school on social media. Shots have been fired at security at a Humboldt County, California cannabis farm, which was legal to operate. Police did put out a BOLO, be on the lookout, after several men attempted to rob the facility. In fact, a later update said about 500 pounds of marijuana was taken during the robbery. These type of locations are subject to robberies quite frequently. In Jacksonville, Florida, where a security officer was shot and killed recently at a cafe, an internet cafe, now the mayor of Jacksonville, Lenny Curry, has signed a new bill into effect that shuts down internet cafes. And while this is a good thing and it will protect people, some security officers say that they will be unemployed and question the motive behind that new bill. In Jacksonville, Florida, also, a security officer at the University of Florida Health Care Center has been called a hero. It seems that Tuesday night, while on patrol, she was dispatched to assist several firefighters fighting with an armed man in an ambulance on the facility's property. When she arrived, one of the firefighters had been cut and was bleeding severely. She was able to render aid and put that firefighter into her golf cart and drive him immediately to the ER and thereby saving his life. We're going to be talking to her later next week, and we'll have more about that coming up. Long Island police say that a police lieutenant committed suicide. Nassau County police responded on Monday and say that the lieutenant committed suicide at a park. No other information is available on that. In Nashville, Tennessee this week, a man who had been charged with shooting a security officer during a robbery at a Rite Aid pharmacy on the west end of the city has been found guilty. Dante Breedlove found guilty of robbery and attempted murder and using a firearm in crimes of violence. He is set to be sentenced coming up soon. Also in Georgia, a Georgia State University student was robbed at gunpoint, pistol whipped right there on campus. They do have their own police force. Security and police responded. No suspects apprehended. A controversial lawsuit that has been in the courts for several years has now been given the green light to move ahead. Amazon employees are suing over security checkpoints that they were not paid for. It seems like the issue is that they have stood in long lines for sometimes 15 to 30 minutes while going through security checkpoints, and they were not paid for that. In Georgia, a couple have been arrested during a theft situation that turned into an armed robbery at Gwinnett, Georgia's Belk store. Police arrested two people for using a taser on the loss prevention agent, Donye Butler, and Trenton Collins, both 18, have been charged in that incident there. Also in the news this week, a Pensacola, Florida security officer is being called a hero after saving a motionless baby found in the vehicle of a car in the parking lot of a mall. Police say that the security officer on patrol of the parking lot noticed that the baby in the back seat was not making any noise, was not moving, called 911. When police arrived, they could not get the child to move, or while they knocked on the windows, they discovered that the doors were actually unlocked and rescued that child, who was still motionless and barely breathing. The father and a friend who were in the vehicle came back to the vehicle almost 36 minutes later, and both were arrested on child abuse charges. In North Carolina this week, a brand new law toughens the penalty for shooting police. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper announced on Wednesday he signed the Connors Law legislation to boost the penalty for assaulting emergency personnel and to increase the death benefit for the family of emergency personnel murdered in the line of duty. The law is named after State Trooper Kevin Connor, who was shot to death almost a year ago during a traffic stop in Columbus County, North Carolina. A security officer in Athens was able to get a picture of a burglar suspect breaking into a vehicle, and police arrived quickly and was able to use that photo to arrest Stephen Luke Crawford for trying to burglarize those vehicles. In California, a security company there has been fined $309,000 for failing to pay overtime to their workers. According to the San Francisco office of the U.S. Department of Labor, GI Security violated overtime provisions of the Fair Labor Standard Law and has been fined $309,000. It also reached settlements with employees, some averaging $2,453. In Akron, Ohio, a former security guard has been sent to prison after he handcuffed young children and pretended to be a police officer and took them to a detention center trying to scare them straight. Also, the schools have settled several lawsuits, $90,000 being paid out to each of the families. This occurred last year, and we mentioned it in the news at that time as well. On Fripp Island in South Carolina in Beaufort County, some vacationers taking a little stroll on the beach found some unusual, let's just say, material washed up on the shore. $600,000 worth of cocaine and 20 bundles of kilos. Police say this may have been something that was washed in from a prior hurricane. Five Ohio security guards and the owner of a security company and a retired police are now all under arrest after being arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service. The five suspects and a sixth one who still has warrants that remains at large pirated police radios and sold them. These pirated radios had two-way communication capabilities and was used in several situations to interfere with law enforcement. Stephen Brown, Donald L. Smith, Scott R. Jones, Jason Eggleston, and Robert Scroptus, all arrested and charged with felonies. These people also could face federal offenses that could actually put them in federal prison for a long, long time. Of course, there's always a lot of breaking news here at Private Officer. All that you have to do to get that breaking news in your mailbox is go to our website at privateofficer.org. Sign up today for the breaking news right there. You'll get the newsletters and officer down reports. And, of course, whenever we've got some training specials, you'll be made aware of that as well. Remember, our friends over there, if you are looking for body armor or protective gear, go to Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. Simple. They've got the best protective wear, body armor, stab resistant vest and gloves, and a whole lot more. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. We're coming right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Don't go away. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. At Armor College, a public safety institute, we train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute.
What am I doing lying in this casket? Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm dead. I got shot. I'm not supposed to be dead. I'm only 17. And now I can't see my 18th birthday because I'm a fatal victim of gun violence. My friends, my family, my own mother was devastated. Can't see her son anymore because of gun violence. And everyone's here at the funeral. But before they lay me to rest, there's just one last thing I have to do. How many more of us have to die from gun violence? Let's put a stop to this, because if we don't, the next time it could be your child lying in this casket.
Brought to you by Men.
This week we are recognizing three private officers who have gone above and beyond the call of duty. Mike Hamill and Judy Frost both receiving the life-saving award for performing CPR at a casino in Mississippi last week. A patron had a sudden heart attack. Both of the casino security officers immediately responded, performing CPR and using an AED to bring back that customer. And it was great work on the part of both of the officers. And this is exactly what we say all the time. 9 times out of 10, when an emergency occurs, whether that be a shooting, an emergency medical situation, any type of property crime or crime against a person, private frontline officers are going to be on the scene long before police, fire, and EMS. So great job by these two frontline officers. They'll be receiving additional recognition later this month in the Private Officer Beat magazine. We'll be interviewing them for those articles. Also, we're recognizing this week Chris Sager, Captain Sager, was on patrol in Michigan when he spotted smoke coming from a residence. Captain Sager was able to alert homeowners and notify 911. So we're going to be awarding Captain Chris Sager with an award and medal, and also be interviewing him for our upcoming article in our magazine. We do have a couple of birthdays this week as well. We do want to say happy birthday to longtime, lifetime member of the Private Officer International Organization. Angel Torres is turning 55-0. He's a great guy. We really appreciate all that he does, and we're just so glad that we have him on our team. Also this week, we want to say a big, big happy birthday to Stephanie Watkins. Stephanie is the daughter of Vice President William Watkins, Dr. William Watkins from Armour College. And Stephanie is a great lady and works in Washington, D.C. for the federal government. Now, Stephanie is a very unique person. When I asked her what her age was, and of course, you know, you're not supposed to ask women anyways, but I did. And of course, she gave me the obvious routine answer that women give. I'm 29, but I think she's about 35. Nonetheless, we want to say thank you and happy birthday to Stephanie Watkins as well, because she has helped us a lot and helped her dad and been a big asset, not only to Armour College, but to our whole organization. So happy birthday, Stephanie, and enjoy your day. Take some time off. Hey, tell your boss you're taking an extra day off, and I said it's okay. They'll allow that, I'm sure, yeah. We do want to remind you folks that Private Officer International provides a database news and information research service. A number of companies have used this service over the years. We have amassed a huge database of information, lawsuits against security companies, injuries and death statistics, news tidbits on public safety, security, and law enforcement. And our research also includes going into news organization databases and finding out information for you. If you're doing a report that needs statistics and news articles as additional basis of your report, then we can do that for you, and we are very reasonably priced. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Looking to start a business? Are you tired of working for somebody else? I know I was, and that's why I want to promote being an entrepreneur. It's the only way to have full control of your own destiny. It's the only way to make your vision happen. It's the only way to get out from under that grind, that daily grind. Start your own business. Now, Blue Star Group USA, that company is the company that oversees a number of our other businesses. If you're an EMT, a paramedic, even a nurse's aide, you could start your own medical service. Our population is aging, and we're needing a whole lot more medical people in the field across the country. We have a very unique medical service that you can start and own. Very little capital, very little startup. How about parking enforcement? Have you ever thought of having a parking enforcement and management company? Parking enforcement and management for private companies, businesses, apartments, condominiums, hotels, universities, and colleges. This is an exploding category right now. A lot of companies in need of this. Again, very little capital and startup. We give you all of the necessary information, training, provide you with all the resources that you need. Are you more of an educator? Check out armourcollege.org. We are expanding across the country. We're a very unique public safety trade school college. And even if you don't have any experience in teaching or running a business, that's what we do. We train you. We give you all the resources. And again, very little capital needed or startup. I'm telling you right now, if If you love helping people, if you love being in education, contact us today. We have several other businesses we'd love to share with you. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. For the rest of this year, October, November, and December, right through Christmas, actually, we have across the country training going on, church security, active shooter, EMS response, use of force, happening right now. If you'd like to sponsor one of those trainings, you can do it, no cost. You just need either a business, church, or school with a nice little training area, and we'll provide you with free training for several of your employees or yourself at no cost, just for sponsoring these events. For more information, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Spread the word and let them know they can become a member of Private Officer International and be part of one of the fastest growing organizations out there in the world, actually. We provide a lot of member benefits. Be sure to spread the word today. Before we go to break, I do want to remind you that Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Don't forget about us. Check us out online today, Body Armor USA. We have protective gear, body armor, protective clothing, stab-resistant vests. If you're in corrections, private security, law enforcement, public safety, Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a little subject that we need to talk about. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Think about it. What would you do if those were your last 5 minutes? We're coming right back. Don't go away. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives? The need for organ donors now is greater than ever. 120,000 people right now in the U.S. are waiting for an organ transplant. 95% of Americans support organ donation, but only a little over a half are registered. My charity, Health Corps, has teamed up with Donate Life and Organize.org to save up to 500,000 lives by getting 62,500 folks to register as organ donors. If you're not registered, click the Register Now link to stand up and be counted. And when you're done, go on Facebook and tell us your story and add my hashtag organs will. For example, you might say, hashtag organs will make a difference. I'm an organ donor. Are you?
Five minutes left. Think about it for just a moment. In your everyday life, how quick does time fly by? And yet, we never want to stop and think about those last 5 minutes of our life. It's not a comfortable conversation. It's not a typical topic that people want to sit down and talk to one another about. They don't even share thoughts of their last 5 minutes with their own family, wife, husband, children, mother, father. It really puts people in an uncomfortable position to have to think about their final few moments on earth. And I completely understand. It has been difficult during these past few years to realize that I'm getting older.
you're getting older. There is a time to be born and a time to die. And in our world that we live in, everyone must face the final chapter of their life. I bring this up because so many times in the profession of law enforcement, and first responders, and private security, we're so unprepared for that final 5 minutes. Many of us didn't sock away the amount of money that we should have to help our loved ones to make it when we're gone. Many have no life insurance. Too many people in our industry are left with no benefits. Neither has the company provided any, nor has the individual had the funds to have insurance, medical or life insurance. Through the years, Private Officer International has established a fund. Should one of our members be killed, unfortunately, in the line of duty, we provide $5,000 to the family. Now, in the scheme of things, $5,000 these days don't seem to go very far. But we know it's going to help. It's going to help the family in the burial process, funeral expenses, and it's going to be make a big difference. Unfortunately, too many people out there in the emergency responder field, security, law enforcement, EMT, paramedic, firefighters, they're not prepared financially, mentally. They're not prepared for the final 5 minutes. I have experienced twice in my lifetime situations where I thought it was my last 5 minutes. Both injuries sustained in the line of duty, a stabbing to the back, and a brutal attack that left me with 158 stitches to the head, concussion, broken bone. I really thought I was a goner. I've been shot at in the line of duty, and I've had severe confrontations and making arrests, but I thought this could go either way. I could come out of this fine. Well, this guy might have the upper hand. I might not make it home tonight or ever. In those final 5 minutes, what will our life be like? Will we be satisfied with the life that we've led? Will we be prepared? Will our family be prepared financially, emotionally, spiritually? Today, this conversation is all about preparation. Many people are spur of the moment type people. They're procrastinators. They don't get in a hurry to do things. I have a friend of mine. I got a friend of mine that's just like that. There's no reason or rhyme. They just wait to the very last minute to do everything, whether that's to pay a bill or get ready for work. Very last minute. And I've asked, I don't know how many times, why are you like this? It's just me. We need to make preparations now. We need to make sure that we have a will. As a member of Private Officer International, you do have a will. In fact, we just updated a very simple will that is valid in all 50 states where you can just fill in the blanks and have it notarized, file it at the court if you'd like, and it's legit. It's going to help your family. Man, you know what? I don't really have a whole lot. They want to argue over my old clothes, let it be. They want to argue over my 10-year-old car, who cares? I'm going to be gone. That's how people think. But having things spelled out in advance, I want my son Tommy to have my camera equipment, my guitar. I want my daughter Elaine to have XYZ. I want my wife to have the house, whatever money we have in our bank account, the insurance policies. This spells it out. There's no argument. There's no fight. I'm not sure what daddy wanted. I'm not sure what my husband wanted. I'm not sure what his intentions were for this property, for this money. It's all spelled out. Laying in a hospital bed, knowing that these are your final 5 minutes. I've been there. I have sat with a number of loved ones who didn't have 5 minutes, didn't have 3 minutes left to life. And they hadn't prepared very well for those final moments. As first responders, frontline protectors, we've got to be prepared for the best and for the worst. Sooner or later, we're going to meet our maker. Sooner or later, our time on Earth is going to have run out. Someone once said there's an expiration date on everyone. And so I want to encourage you to take those steps necessary to help your family when you're gone. Life insurance is not that expensive. You can get a $10,000 or a $50,000 policy for between $20 and $50 a month. That sounds like a lot of money, but find a way to come up with that premium every month and make those payments. It's going to help your family when you're not there to do it for them. Take a few moments and prepare a will. If you don't have one, I'll tell you right now, if you want to contact us at Private Officer, we'll give it to you, even if you're not a member. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. There's no fee, no charge, no expense to you whatsoever. It's that important. We feel that you need to take certain steps before those final 5 minutes come. We'll be more than glad to send that out to you, along with some other information about how to best prepare for those final 5 moments. And how to help your family during those last moments and beyond. We have to protect ourselves when we're on duty and off duty. And we have to really help our family be able to weather the storm when something happens to us and we're no longer here on this earth. I know this is not the topic that most people want to hear. I know that this is not the subject matter that people grab a cup of coffee for and go, you know what? I can't wait for this topic to come up. I understand that. I do. But it's necessary. If you need further help further information on how to better prepare yourself and your family, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. My friends, that's going to conclude this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm sorry that we've had to cover this topic, but hopefully it's woken a few people up and it has helped to stir within you the importance of knowing that the last final 5 minutes may not be that far off, regardless of your age. Until the next time, be blessed, be safe, and of course, we'll see you back here on the radio.